This is RSBNB Update, episode 549, the 2015 Clip Show. Listener discretion is advised. Hello, everybody, and welcome to what is my favorite show of the year of RSBNB Update. I'm not sure how many listeners feel the same way. That was every show you were on that was the favorite of yours?
Wait, no, I thought your favorite shows were ones that I'm on.
Well,
although,
yeah.
From the list, it looks like I'm going to be on this show quite a bit. It's also, we also have double the clips than normal because I'm really, really funny. So
Apparently. The previous 2 years, we had 51 clips in 2014 and 52 clips in 2013. I didn't go back any further, but this year we have a grand total of 90 clips.
Yay!
90 clips. All right, so let's begin. We started this year off in January with episode 499, and we were getting ready for the big 500, and we're up to episode 548 right now. 548. We did take 2 weeks off this year, so that's why the numbers don't match up. But anyways, let's listen to what some of the great stuff of RSBNB Update was in 2015. Well, yes, you're here,
it's
obviously. Episode 499 details what some of you guys may or may not have heard before, and it's roughly known as the 27 inches story.
I love how we're starting with this. This is perfect. Then Shane just said, out of the blue. All right, so one time I was driving home from university, and I often Skype Shane, and Paul, PFK99s, was also in this Skype call. We were talking about something, but then Shane just said, out of the blue, I'm stroking my Mac. And of course, Shane didn't understand why that sounded suggestive. I laughed and said, is it getting longer? And Shane said, no, 27 inches is long enough. And then I said, wow, 27 inches? Where do you put it? Oh, I just lay it on the desk.
I get it.
Okay, and put your microphone down. Thank you.
All right.
Feel better?
All right, everyone. We're back here in December now, and that was on the first episode's pre-show of the year. And that story has not disappeared yet at all this year, believe it or not. It still gets told every so often, doesn't it?
That's how I tell people about you. So my friends in real life, or just people online who just arrive, they're just meeting Shane, I guess would be a better way to say that. I just use that to explain who Shane is, because it just captures like him perfectly.
You know, I can see that now. I really can.
Because you say these things just like that, that are, can be construed so widely, and then
27 inches wide.
Nice. And then When you go with that, he doesn't get it. So
I get it now why you like it so much. Okay. Anyways, another clip from that episode.
And I would like to say that Half-Life 2 Deathmatch is probably the most obscene game that we will play on our server.
Oh,
and
it's right.
Highly recommended that you have headphones when you're playing that game.
No, you can't say that.
I have to. I'm looking out for people.
Oh, okay. Fine. But our Half-Life 2 Deathmatch server does include a variety of Shane sound effects, ranging from no to his hiccups or his incredibly violent sneezes.
Which I make a great effort to not do well on the show by not drinking carbonated stuff before doing this and making sure my nose is clear. And if I need to sneeze, I either edit it out or mute myself.
It's terrifying. In fact, the first time I played that sound effect on the server, he jumped at his own sneeze. So.
That's nice. Very nice.
Yep. All right.
Oh, God.
So,
okay.
Yes, my son.
That's another sound effect. There's an oh, God sound effect.
All right. I feel now that this clip show is happening, I should just say something about one of the Shane sounds and the sneeze. And I made someone jump today when I sneezed. So, yeah, that happened. But anyways, one more clip from that episode involved me banging my thumb when I was closing the show. I believe this was edited out.
Classic Shane.
Mm-hmm.
History. All right, see you in the making, y'all.
Ow! Ow!
Man down! Man down!
I just jammed my thumb in my desk. Anyways,
did you draw
see you
blood?
Next week, everyone. No, this has been RSBNB Update. See you next week, everyone. Have a good week. Stay warm.
Bye, everyone. Yes, stay warm.
Bye.
Good God. Bye.
All right, moving on to episode 500 now, unless there's anything you want to say about that clip.
That's just something. That's just classic Shane right there.
All right. Next up, talking about the International Earth Rotation Service.
Notes
and
again.
What were they measuring you for?
That was a joke because it was the... What was the society name? The International Earth Rotation and Reference System
no,
Service.
No.
Did you not get that?
That was real.
You thought... Oh my God,
yes.
I hope you're still recording.
And one of Reed's jokes went over my head, unfortunately, about the International Earth Rotation Service. Apparently you were being measured for something, but anyways, I think we should just move on to another clip from that episode, in which we're talking about Lord Rickle's name. Poor guy.
Member to our community ambassador team, Lord Rickles, and I believe...
I'm sorry. Yes.
Are you okay?
Fuck. Sorry. Continue.
What happened? Oh, you noticed it, didn't you? You noticed what got added?
No.
No? No? Okay. Wait, what? What the fuck is going
on? Okay,
I'll
just tell you and then I'll edit this out. Lord Rickles changed his name to Rickles, and he messaged me after I added you, and I welcomed him to the content crew, and I said, you know, you talk to Reed, because he's in charge of that in terms of what to do, right? Or what you'll be doing, or if you need anything.
Oh, this is like the disease
thing. Yes, and
thing.
Then he said, well, there is something you could do. For me, you can change my name back to Lord Rickles because Rickles sounds like Rickets.
disease that was eradicated a long time ago. I think it's from the deficiency of vitamin D.
Well, that's the one I'm thinking of.
But.
All right. So.
I'm sorry.
Let's get back to the show. That's okay. I've done that to you plenty of times. All right. So what was I saying?
Adding more people to the show.
All right. So should I just take it from I would like to add more people to the show? Okay.
Lord Rickles was a great Informer writer, and he's since moved on to other things. Another clip from this episode, Trekkie actually sneezed and derailed the show. It wasn't my sneeze for a change.
Dale. He's been recording all of this.
Yeah.
Like always.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Fuck off.
Did you just say fuck off?
Yes.
You tell that to the dogs.
I always dislike when people interrupt my intros. And you're king of that, you know, Reed? You really are.
What, king of interrupting your intros?
Yeah, yeah.
It's because you always do something strange.
Well, it was Trekkie this time. But anyways.
But like for this show, you went 3, 2, 1. And I was just concerned that you'd like died.
Okay. Sorry.
Not really. Calm down.
Okay, I'm calm. All right, let's have another clip then. What does Trekkie want to hear in 2015? And I think you delivered on this. I really think you did. Listen to this clip.
What I want to see? What do I want to see? I want to see. What do I want to see? I want to listen to the massive beeps that are going to come from the podcast because Reed is just going swearing like a sailor.
Now, Shane, I promise you that I will only go off in a tirade like that if somebody does something that is really, really, really stupid.
Oh, I know. I know. And that was number 5.
All right. No, it wasn't. That was number 3.
You two kept count?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, God.
I think it's more of a joke at this point. I know not to.
It really is a joke, isn't it? And that one was bleeped because I got it from the edited version of the show. But
oh, we're out. Okay.
Yeah. That...
Oh, so you didn't keep the bleeps in all of them?
No.
Oh, but bleeping is funnier. I mean, there are some of them where that's, like, required.
You're right. It is. And I tried my best. I mean, this clip show, as I mentioned, is massive.
So are some of them still bleeped?
Yes, some of them are.
Okay, good. Because I remember there being, well, perhaps we'll get there.
Perhaps, perhaps.
But it's like when you hear bleep, when I say bleep, all you guys hear is bleep, but I'm really saying bleep, right? That one?
Yeah, I think so.
But... okay.
Anyways, episode
501. Spoiler alert.
Episode 501, we had Chief Snake on the show, aka Brad, and we were discussing other names that he goes by. So, yeah, you're going to enjoy this one.
Okay, maybe you're not a male model. You're just a porn star.
Oh, God.
Why?
Killer.
That would not be my porn name.
Really? What would be your porn
I've
name?
I've already worked out that my porn name would be Butterfly. Whether I'm going to be male or female, that's what it is. Or, you know, just either of those two. How did we start like this?
I don't know, but if you guys are ready to continue, we can. But that was... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't see how you get that name from that, but Anyways, I don't know.
I was going to explain it, but we won't. It's probably better if I just leave it hanging.
Oh, God. Oh, alrighty. So
I've never heard Reed laugh like that before.
Oh, that's a regular occurrence, actually, every week. But
I think that's a record for the earliest
of
me losing it.
Am I gonna have to keep this show on track again?
No, Hattie in school. Hattie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
the Wolfpack returns. I don't know.
Are we starting over? Like,
that's up to you. If you could rescue us off the. No, we're good. All right. So Hattie in school. Yeah, we're good. The Wolfpack returns. That clip was edited out for obvious reasons and the big derailment of the podcast early on.
It was pretty great.
I'm still not sure, but anyways.
But Butterfly? Come on, man.
It is rather, you know...
Effeminate?
Yes. Yeah. Let's just go with that. Anyways, this was also the episode that you switched from iPhone to Windows Phone.
Oh my god. Excellent.
Yeah, that was...
you didn't actually follow my advice of going to an Apple store for a counseling session.
No, I didn't.
A counseling session?
Yeah, I know, right?
What? No, don't ever do that.
Well, I suggested...
Hello. Thank you for coming in today, sir. We would be delighted to help you with your problems, your mental problems.
Well, yeah, I was thinking maybe you could go there as a last resort to try and get some resolution on your iPhone, so you could...
Resolution?
The only resolution is to abandon it, Shane.
And we're clear from that.
I am clear from iOS.
No. Oh, it continues.
Oh, come on, you softballed that one in.
I didn't mean it like that. But no, as you guys probably heard last week on That's a Topic for Another Show, I have some concerns about iOS as well, but I'm not jumping ship just yet.
So you're saying it's possible?
It's unlikely.
Aww.
I'll just say it's as unlikely as we thought it was in February of 2015 that the NDP would form government in Alberta.
But that happened.
It did.
Hey, do you want to hear a joke?
Tell the listeners a joke, why don't you?
No, that's okay.
All right.
They've heard lots of them.
Okay, we got one more clip from this episode in which I attempt to record a show title, but it didn't get the seal of approval. This is RSBNB Update, episode 501, recorded Friday, January 23rd, 2015. Apple Store Counseling.
Could you sound more bored, please? Please sound more bored when recording that. This is RSBNB Update. Episode 501, Apple Store Counseling. That's what you sounded like.
It's not an easy topic for me to record.
Come on, you've done 500 of these.
Sound happy.
And that sometimes is what happens while we're doing show titles at the end. It doesn't come out right and we take numerous takes on them. But obviously that one didn't fly.
Some episodes are worse than others.
Yeah. Some we get them in one shot.
What's the record?
I think six? 3 or 4.
Oh, it's probably okay. More like 6.
Of course. All right. And then we're moving on to episode 502, where I've perhaps had the hardest thing I've ever had to use for a pick of the week. Okay.
this feels something. This pick of the week is something that.
Oh dear.
That I've struggled with, and you know, is something that probably we never thought here at Update would see the light of day, but this is, you can tell this is very hard for me. I've found an application on the iOS store that is entitled, it's entitled Alien Blue. It's the application, the official application for Reddit, and quite honestly, it's a better interface than exists on the actual website. So I have connected an account to that, and it makes using the website
a little bit less painful.
But I would still like to state that if you're looking for a good roundup of what's been happening on the internet, Dig is the place to go. One of the main issues with Reddit is that it's cumbersome. They've never updated the UI, and you can go to various other dang subreddits and you get all kinds of odd styles and blinky lights going on, and sure, you can disable
Shane,
that,
you but... went to Ur. The point of that subreddit's theme is to be absurd.
But just wait. I just like consistency with everything, and granted,
well,
you can
turn
it
off.
You can turn it off, but it looks ugly still. So this goes a long way, I think, in that regard to mitigating it, making it feel more modern and, you know, actually usable. So that I'm not saying you've got a complete convert, but it is a decent application. All right, and what did you think was coming when I chose that?
I thought you were about to tell everyone that you were gay or something.
Really?
Yes!
All right.
I'm pretty sure I've told you this, but you sounded, like, super uncomfortable.
I was.
I know.
Anyways, moving on to episode 503, we had Magic King on the show, and he is not from Boston.
Oh, it's not fucking Boston.
Hey, you fuck, that wasn't me. Don't you love making him edit Magic King?
It's not three pages, I don't think.
It's still pretty
yet.
Fucking great.
No! Oh, alrighty. Post-show once again, everyone, and that's kind of the stuff that happens from time to time. They make me edit for fun.
For fun?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And then, of course, in this episode, we also found out you were composed in 4/4 time, whatever that means.
What about all of the beeps? What about this? Fuck, fuck, fuck. You just censored me.
That's not good. Anyways, I gotta remove that entire block about that. But
because old school was mentioned.
No, I meant the entire last 30 seconds. But
fuck off.
Anyways,
That was the best sound I've heard out of Shane in a long time.
You need to come play games with us.
Oh no. Okay. Are you guys composed?
Yes, yeah, it's composed.
In
I'm
4/4 time, yes.
Alrighty, folks, there's episode 503. Moving on to episode 504 now.
in which RSVP update was being recorded in the Kashmir district of India. Hello, oh fuck, we do not want to start podcast in foreign language, that would be very bad.
Did you press the record button?
I did.
Alright, well, at least we've got that going for us.
Sounded like we were coming from the Kashmir district in East India, but...
Wow, Shane. The Kashmir district?
Yeah.
Plus, that's an entire region of India, right?
Well, district, region, same thing, but... Anyways, take two.
Oh, Manhattan is a district.
Yes.
Kashmir is more like a province.
Shh. I'll make it on the clip show. Don't worry. In 3, 2, and 1. And that clip is done. We're moving on to the next one, in which a body part is discussed.
So, you've never been just walking along in Gillinor, and you pass this female NBC, and you're like, whoa, look at those bazongas right there. Wow, those are nice. This is just an NPC, but those are still nice bazongas. Or something to that effect that's never happened.
I knew you were going there.
I told Shane beginning of the year that I was going to, my goal for 2015, I had two of them. One, get Mike on the show. Two, get a show title of, wow, look at those bazongas. So.
And we'll just have to see if that happens here. But, you know, What?
You sound so terrified.
Well, it comes from the fact that I don't think that this is something that Jagex ought to be innovating on in that way, because it's
breasts.
Yeah,
innovating on breasts, Shane.
No, the graphical appearance, absolutely not.
Of what?
I just don't think it's a
graphical appearance of what?
I don't think it's needed, and I think
breasts?
It's something. Yes.
Graphical appearance of breasts.
I don't think it's needed, and I think it's something that they're doing to cater to their audience of young teenagers that I personally disagree with.
What exactly do you personally disagree with?
Revealing clothing on female NPCs.
Oh, come on, Shane. Everybody likes some bazongas.
I mean, the reworked Commander Zilyana was welcome because it made Commander Zilyana less revealing. And I always thought that NPC was pushing it. So...
Shane, what's the pixel count? Like 5 or some polygon count? It's like 5 in RS, isn't it? Come on.
It's more than 5, but...
All right, 10.
All right. That's it for that clip. What? We didn't get you that show title this year, did we?
No, because shockingly, Jagex did not make an update featuring bazongas.
All right.
It's weird. I would have bet money.
No, we should have done that. Anyways, moving on to episode 506, which figured Dishonor Among Thieves. Featured.
Well, I mean,
a small Omega, maybe.
Yes, no, not the horseshoe Omega. Shape.
Yeah, not horseshoe.
Yeah, I guess maybe you could draw that conclusion.
Okay, but... well, I saw this on a wall during my questy quest, and I thought it was just a painting of a pair of balls.
You're extending the RS segment for that?
Yes. I am concerned.
I am sorry for you, but that is not good, and that is a clip show material, and it's being removed.
I don't know how you kept it serious through all of that, Andrew. I was expecting you to just lose it. Well done, sir. But yeah, Zamorak's symbol is forever ruined for me. And hopefully for you too, Shane.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I knew he'd say it.
All right,
yeah,
so you discussing...
He did call that.
Are you discussing
yes,
old school G?
All right. I am.
Just the things that guy sees sometimes, right?
Try living with him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyways. No.
No? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Next up, you guys tried to sing O Canada.
God.
In an attempt to raise your spirits regarding net neutrality.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. This is a dark day. It's a dark
it
day,
is.
Everyone.
It is.
It's a very dark day.
I'm glad you agree.
I'm just at a loss, Shane.
Okay.
With everything.
Can we sing the Canada National
Ultimately,
Anthem?
Ultimately.
Yeah, I think we need to. Oh, Canada, our home and native land. True patriot love and all thy sons command.
That's okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. I don't even know the tune to it.
One final word. You guys did pretty good.
But. Did we really?
Well, you got most of it, yeah.
Oh, you just mean getting the lyrics right?
Yeah, getting the lyrics.
Oh, pretty sure we were reading from something.
Oh, okay. Well, the singing was atrocious.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the singing being pretty good, and I was like,
no,
it was bad on purpose.
Okay. And then I regrettably told you to shut your pie hole in this next clip.
All right. We're getting into calling the American government stupid. I'm moving on. Other things.
Just wait.
Other things.
Just wait. Shut your pie hole. You're waiting.
I kind of.
Yes, dear leader.
Just wait.
All hail, dear leader.
Just wait. Now. And after that, I think you let me have one more sentence.
Really? I must have been feeling generous.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got to commend you for keeping me honest and keeping me on my toes.
Oh, I do that.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie, moving on to episode 507 now. We had a false start because I was interrupted. 3, 2, and 1. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us for RSBMB Update. Reed is here, as you can probably tell.
Oh, we're not going to cut that.
No. Because that was right before I... Oh, fuck. We'll start. I forgot to start my timer. All right. Moving on to another clip from that episode in which you will discuss your rollover fucks, as it was put for that title.
My favorite.
Let's see. Talking about the rollover last episode. That was
yeah.
That was
I get rollover fucks, Shane.
No,
rollover.
I laughed so hard when you said that.
Or I'm moving to Sprint.
I don't remember that laugh being there, but okay. Anyways, our next clip. In which apparently you forgot to say fuck as one of your regrets.
Shane!
Well, it's a clip show, so we're allowed, right?
I don't think I ever agreed on that. So you can say it, and it's fine, but I can't? That seems a little unjust. Play the clip, Shane.
Life is unfair. Well,
play the clip, Shane. Got to say fuck this week.
No.
Paul, did you say fuck any?
Did I say fuck any? No,
yeah.
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome, Shane.
Well, as for me this week, I've been doing some mud. Oh, shut up. Oh, this is the joy of behind the scenes on RSPB Update. And this transitions into another clip in which, well, you said why I wasn't making noises yet because I forgot something.
The amount of times I had to mute my mic because I either had a fart or burp was quite hilarious. Just so you know.
I get through 2 hours without doing that.
Well, you haven't had your beet juice yet, Shane. I give you 20 minutes after you come back. You'll be going, hey, like there's no tomorrow. Jesus Christ.
That's because I drink carbonated lemon water.
That is the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
That sounds very prissy. Carbonated lemon water.
I drink carbonated lemon water every morning.
Oh. So it's like lemonade, but less, but not sweet, but also carbonated.
Yeah, it's really good. I like that voice you do. That voice that sounds like this.
What, that? Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was episode 507, everyone. Moving on to 508, I was not able to hold one of those noises back, so here we go.
Very, very interesting. Ooh. My what?
Shit. Sorry, I could not hold that one in.
So, Idar, do I need to start all of that over?
No, I can edit it. Alrighty, there you go, everyone. That was episode 508, one of the odd times that I interrupted another host on the podcast with a noise. But
I do that all the time.
Indeed. All right, moving on to episode 509 now, discussing one of your favorite songs, I think.
Hello?
Binga banga bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
Oh, God.
I guess it would have, yeah.
But that can... no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right,
here. So, bonga bonga.
And Reed likes them bongos, I guess. But another clip from that episode. You lost control once again.
I lost control?
Yep.
Shane, women have been able to own property since, like, ancient Greece. Maybe before that.
All right. Now, hang on. I got a question. Does anybody know the... I think you enjoyed that. But, anyways. What?
I did enjoy that.
All right. And once again, my pronunciation of a word taken to mean something else. I'll leave it to the clip. RSPB update 508? No, 509?
Right on.
508?
In 5, 4, 3, 2. Not the best time for you to get the gigglies.
We're about to start.
I got the gigglies.
Okay.
I might need a minute, Shane.
Yeah, what's new?
Okay.
Any other time, this is okay, but not now.
Okay. Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
Take two, RSBMB update 509 in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And then we began that episode to later come out with the RR Man's New Zealand accent that Patrick Kinkala attempted to imitate.
All right, this question is from the RR Man. Can I say it like that? Because he used to say it.
Sorry,
like that in his
I almost spit my tea out.
Okay, maybe I should just say it in my Canadian accent.
Yes.
The RR Man.
A?
A?
You enjoy those shows with King Kola, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we got one final clip from this episode talking about protecting my farming trees from disease. Where a set of my palm trees, half of them, took more than 24 hours to grow.
They just got really diseased, bud.
No, they didn't, because if they did, they would have died. I don't use protection on them. So...
You asshole!
I just use super compost, but...
Why don't you use protection?
Because the amount that you need to spend on that...
That
is
unsafe!
...is cheaper to buy another seed. Oh. Oh, I see why you guys are laughing. But...
Oh, come on, Shade. That's the easiest way to protect it from disease. I mean, jeez.
Always use protection.
It's too expensive when you're
always
doing
use
farming.
Protection and don't put your dick in crazy.
Okay. Okay.
That's the best way to avoid getting any venereal diseases.
Hey, Shane, you know what those are, right? Generally?
Yeah. I don't know what to say. But we should move on to episode 510 right now. Unless,
well, that's what you should say, then.
Oh, okay. For episode 510, Wolfie from Clan Quest joined us, and he introduced himself with a mariachi band, of all things. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us for RSBMB Update. We are here this week to talk about another quest. Yes, another quest in the span of, under a month, I think. Anyways, in addition to the normal Earth being here, Wolfie.
The normal Earth?
Yes. Wolfie, one of Earth's friends from Clan Quest, is also here. Hello. Check 1, 2, 3.
Say hi. Apparently he gets nervous. I wasn't aware of this when I invited him on.
All right, well,
now what's going on?
Okay.
Sorry, guys. That's an in-joke because when they asked me if I would have any background noises, I promised not to play a mariachi band and tell them to go home.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, well, that goes in the clip show, I guess.
So yeah, now you understand my little punk joke, all you listeners.
Well, that's actually not going. That ain't going to be in the show. That was take one. I prefer to do clean intros.
Do you see? This is why we had this conversation on improvised humor not being funny the second time around. Because we want to have Reed's hilarious laughter breakdown.
He's not funny, or he doesn't like fun things.
All right, and then progressing through that episode, we also learned that he apparently turned the pump on the aquarium off.
Oh my god, my fish have been off the entire time. They're dying.
Oh god. Bye.
It's an aquarium. It's an aquarium. It's an aquarium.
It was the
thermometer.
You
got the aquarium
too.
That's going in the POH.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'll just rebuild it in RuneScape. My mom will understand.
There you go.
Oh, I'm gonna get kicked out of my house.
Thank you. Talk to you
later.
See ya. I don't think he actually turned it off. But anyways, that was the week Dimension of Disaster came out, the game's 200th quest. And with that being said, we're moving on to episode 511 right now. And this is what happens when I forget to start the timer at the beginning of a show. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us for RSBNB Update. It's that I forgot to start the timer. I restart.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In 3, 2, and 1. Also, during that episode was the Easter update, and we have Reed's very, very interesting parody of the Easter Bunny. Ready for that?
As I'll ever be.
Hello there, Lord Earth. It's good to see you again. Good to see you, too. How are things going? Not very well. I'm not sure anyone will get eggs this year. You fucking incompetent rabbit. You had one fucking job. Give fucking eggs to the fucking children. I'm having some problems with my factory. It's been overrun by imps. How the fuck did imps get in there? You scared off my squirrels. Squirrels? Well, there's problem one. Trying to get squirrels to work. What are you doing? Easter bird. What the fuck is the Easter bird?
This is fucking bullshit, Shane.
Yeah? Well, just wait till you get in there.
It's a disaster. I won't be able to deliver a single egg while the factory's in the state it is. Can you help me get rid of the imps and save Easter?
Yep, just like every goddamn year. Sure.
You're a true hero. I'm sure we can... I'm sure you can sort this out, because God knows I can't.
There you go. I don't know.
I mean, Easter. Every year.
Yeah, something different every year, and the bunny just keeps screwing up. All right, and then further on the Easter theme, we're talking about why the heck did Jadinkos come out of the eggs?
Managed to create these fantastic Jadinkos. The fuck? Why? Why? Why Jadinkos?
Because they hatch from eggs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Aren't they supposed to be chocolate? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Chocolate, not Jadinkos. You want chocolate, not surprise. You now have a dinosaur type thing that's going to eat your child. Jesus.
Oh, and that's kind of the nature of RuneScape Easter, I suppose, right? But anyways, it wasn't a great Easter event. We're going to jump straight on ahead now. 3 weeks to episode 6 weeks apparently without a clip, which is very odd that we didn't have any. But all the way forward to
was
episode
I not
570.
On those shows?
I honestly am not sure what happened with those. There's just nothing in my edit notes for them. So
interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, episode 517, you recorded a show title.
Oh, God.
950.
This is RSBNB Update, episode 517, recorded Friday, April 15th, 2015. I never said such a thing, right?
No, I never recorded.
Did you just say April 15th?
Did I?
No, you said May. Also, one thing, Reed, next time you record a show title, you need to speed it up by just about 1.5 seconds.
Excuse me, princess.
Why is that specific?
Just speed it up by about 1.5 seconds.
Can I go now? Did you hear what I heard in that clip?
Mike?
Yeah. Reed fulfilling his 2015 objective of bringing Mike on the show. All right, on to tech news we go.
Did you see it? Did you see that the Skype like translator thing?
No.
No. It's Hey, Mandarin.
We could try that with Trekkie.
Indeed, we could.
We should try that. That'd be really fun.
I wonder if it works for Klingon.
It says in the article, the app can also translate instant message conversations in more than 50 languages, including the also geeky favorite Klingon. Did you read that, or was that just an attempt at a joke?
That was an actual legitimate question, believe it or not.
I like how that was a legitimate question.
Clearly, other people have asked legitimate questions about it, too. Otherwise, they wouldn't have mentioned it. Oh, Shane, you're so funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is what I meant by unintentionally hilarious.
That'll be cool. So do you think they're going to put that, like, they're going to put that in real Skype eventually?
Oh, yeah, they'd
right?
have to. I mean, it's a Microsoft product, so.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't, you know, just see the light of day and go poof, disappear. And I mean, Microsoft has definitely shown they want to go down this path in the past. So it's definitely a notable thing. And it goes with, you know, Microsoft's whole newly introduced platform agnostic strategy where they just don't care whether you're
real.
Shane, you're in podcast mode still. The show's over.
Well, if we're going to do that, what do you think, Mike? What's your opinion on this? Shane's giving us his.
It's a legitimate thing, though, because that's where Microsoft is going.
Mike,
they don't
care
if you're an iOS, an Android, or a Windows phone.
Still going.
What do you think, Mike?
I don't care.
You don't care. All right.
I'm sorry. I had no say in this. This just happened.
So, yeah,
we're still recording the show. They wanted to bring you in for tech news.
I see.
We hijacked you into the show.
And I evidently forgot that I was still in podcast mode.
Great.
I did my goal of getting on you on the show in 2015.
Okay.
You have anything else you'd like
Shane
to say to our fine
Shane.
Listeners?
And Shane ruins it by staying in podcast mode.
Yes.
Tipping Mike off.
I should have known.
You should have. Especially when Reed goes, oh, hey, what do you think about this? Wow.
It wasn't my idea.
Yeah, we kind of coerced Shane into it. But while you're here, Mike, what have you been doing recently?
Maybe
that's wrong point of the show. But
what do you mean? This isn't a show. We're just talking to our good friend, Mike.
And there we have it. Do you think that was a success?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
All right. Explain why to the listeners why that had to happen.
Because Mike never wants to come on the show for some reason. But as you can see from that clip, or hear, rather, he's very, very lovable.
Yes. And he does owe so much for us at RSBNB. He's really a great
he
friend.
He saves everything when Shane messes it up.
Let's not go there. Let's not
like
go
deleting
there.
Summoning.
Oh.
No.
But yeah, good job. I'm glad that you managed to pull that off. And do you think it was obvious the entire way through?
Not at the very beginning until you messed it up.
All right. Well, I guess we'll try harder next time. And the last clip for episode 517 is, well, Patrick said, or you suggested that an air horn play every time I sneeze.
Okay, I'll go. Can't be
What if every time Shane sneezed, that happened?
Heel. Oh, this is a great idea to have.
That was just you and Patrick sharing a moment, but anyways,
as we often do.
Yes, onwards to episode I'm missing a clip.
518.
It should be 518, but I didn't copy it. I will do episode 519 right now, and the description of this is that Reed's hot.
Oh god.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're starting.
Actually,
now. The recording is live and we're hot.
Oh, I know I am.
Oh boy. So it was basically just you agreeing to that statement, but I mean, it's there.
I mean, it's a true statement, so
whatever you say, friend.
I did say that.
Okie dokie. I now have the clip for episode 518. Sorry about going out of order there, everyone. In which we have a southern title.
Inexcusable.
This is RSBNB Update, episode 518. Whoops, no. We don't want to talk about that.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're starting.
Actually,
now. The recording is live. Whoa, and we're hot. Whoa. I had a technical issue there. Sorry, everyone.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, it wouldn't be complete without that. But anyways, here's the full clip. This is RSBNB Update, episode 518. Whoops, no. We don't want to talk about that.
518.
God. See what I have to get put up with. I can't even words because I don't get paid enough. God.
We didn't use that as a show title, but anyways, that is just what happened. Would you have preferred that we normally record like that?
Like what?
Like that.
Like this? Well,
yeah,
I don't
go.
Think anybody would listen to it.
All right.
Or
well,
take
that's
it seriously at all.
All right, on to 520.
I can hardly take myself seriously when I talk like this.
Okay. In which Serapyro joins us from Clan Quest, and he brought his own personality for this clip.
Oh, okay, so I gotta read this.
Yes, from Colton.
Oh, hi, Colton.
Member. Yes, he's a Clan Quest member. Hello there, sweetie pies. I've slacked the last couple of weeks. I'm back now. However late, there's some questions for you. Do you want me to read that again?
Just wasn't the voice I was expecting you to use for it.
That was hilarious.
Hello, sweetie pies.
Okay. Fuck off.
Oh, that's terrifying even listening to it right now. Oh. Oh. The both of you. Serapyro for his sweetie pies. Episode 522. I made a joke I wasn't recording, and it wasn't taken well. All right, then. Well, with that being said, I was going to end the show, and I didn't say what I've been doing. Oh, my God. What am I doing? I forgot how to do a podcast.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're recording, shame. Right?
Oops.
You're including all this, right? What, no?
Yes, of course. We are recording.
I'm done.
Oh, God.
I'm done.
I was kidding. But,
Uh-oh, Shane's made a joke. All right, it's definitely time for the show to end.
This one was accidental and not funny.
You find it funny now, at the end of the year?
A little bit. What you said. What did you say after I asked if you recorded it?
I said, no, no.
I went, no, or something. Whatever you said, I found that amusing.
Oh, okay, good, good. Glad that we can, glad I can be a service. High five. Virtually. Mm. Anyways, something else that was funny on episode 523, I had a partial sneeze. So first up, Burial Armor is a new interface. So you can basically go in there and... I caught that one.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I caught that one. That was going to be a sneeze. Sorry about that. Okay.
I thought you just got really, really excited about it.
No, I don't get that excited about smithing, but maybe farming. But by default, the first ingot in your inventory will now be selected when smithing burial armor. It did sound like I got excited, but I can guarantee you guys that you guys will be excited about these clips from episode 526. And that's
nice
the episode.
Plug.
That's the episode in which raids and the Gobies came out, and I think you know what comes next after we talk about raids. Anyways, so we got two raid bosses this time with the first batch that we can fight, and that is Beastmaster Durzag and Yakamaru. Sounds like we're creating the World War II Axis powers here, aren't we? Well, if Durzag, that sounds German almost, and Yakamaru sounds Japanese.
Are you George Bush with your Axis of Evil?
Well, no, we actually called it the Axis in World War II.
Shane, you're going a little too far into this one.
Yeah.
And, you guys, and... that's not the first thing you guys thought of when you read the names?
No.
No, I thought of Jagex being like, how can we not sound like Blizzard, but still pull off raids?
And that was the Axis of Evil with Beastmaster Durzag and Yakamaru. And, you know, I did say it with a Japanese accent right here on the episode. All right, let's talk about Yakamaru.
Okay, well, Yakamaru.
You still find it that funny, Reed? Reed, do you find that as funny as you did?
Oh, clip ended.
Yes, it did.
Yes, because of the accent you used.
Okay. All right.
You have very interesting ways of saying things, Shane.
And now, that's one of those moments coming up, right? Defined.
Right. Just play it, please.
Define the year. Basically, this is a forest that is, in a way, the Enchanted Forest, let's say. I don't know where that's from. I just said that. Where's the Enchanted Forest from?
I'm sorry. You're just saying forced. Not
yes.
Forest. You're saying forced.
That
I
is
find that amusing.
That is a group of trees.
A forced? I'm sorry, continue.
Anyways, each day the configuration of this force changes. And there are various
See?
Things you can do in the force to have to gain experience in either dungeoneering, prayer, or farming. All right, I'm going to save your comments for part two, which is right now. Hopefully you guys are enjoying yourselves there. If anything, it's very nice to go see the forest because that's just the way I say it.
Well, anyway, this is one of my favorite updates of the year.
All right. I love forests.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of your favorite updates, and I just would like to say I'd like to see more things in game, like the Nemi Forest that change, you know, daily, and provide that kind of, you know, exploration feeling where you have to find things and use your skills in it. I quite like the idea of the Nemi Forest. All right.
I'm trying to be as serious as I can here.
I know, I know. I hate to rain on you guys' parade, but let's talk about the tweaks and fixes now, shall we?
Yes.
We should run into the forest for cover from the rain.
What was this about running into the forest?
To take cover from the rain that you're about to pour upon us.
And that clip is done. You're still laughing about it 6 months later. Yeah. You're still laughing about it.
I'm still laughing about the force.
Okay.
Woo!
It's honestly just how this how I say the word.
Much more.
Forced. I hear the E in my head, but I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, there's other things in this episode that are hard to talk about.
Forced.
Yeah, and hard to decide about. Here we go.
So, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, he gave us options to choose from. Yeah. So.
Oh, God, that's hard. Yes?
How hard, Shane?
Phrasing.
It's hard to decide.
Nothing.
Oh, right. I remember what the alternate definition of hard is.
What?
I'm not going to say that right now.
Why not?
Because that would be bad. And that clip is over, thankfully. I guess.
Thankfully.
But, yeah. Huh. All right, one more or two more clips from that episode. This one was a gold mine. We could have just replayed 526 for the clip show, I think. But anyways, I got it.
That's another Alrighty. Sound effect.
Oh my god.
That's another one. He says it exactly like that.
Everything I say comes out the same way. Thank you.
Yeah, out your mouth.
You just really enjoy the way I speak, and I think if you ever need to be cheered up, I could just talk to you, and it would work.
Or I could just go to the RSBNP group of game servers.
With the library of Shane sounds, which
it really is a library.
Yeah, it is. Every Tuesday night, PC gaming, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Pacific. We normally play TF2, but we also have Half-Life 2 deathmatch as well that we can play. So, good
nice
fun.
Plug.
Come join us. Right on, eh?
Right on.
And now let's hear about a symbiotic relationship.
Because if you get your name out there, then you get our name out there.
Yeah, and it's
some shit like that.
It's a mutually...
Oh, yay, that's actually what you were going to say.
Yes, it's
I
a
just
mutually...
made that up.
It's a mutually beneficial relationship.
It's a symbiotic relationship. Yay.
Yeah, well, not well, symbiotic.
I'm pretty sure that's symbiotic.
That means he's inside of us and causing us trouble.
No, it doesn't.
Also,
I prefer not to be inside of anything.
I mean, a parrot with a parasite, yes, but it's not a symbiotic relationship. Is not
necessarily.
Can
we move on?
Oh, yeah, right. They're the Trills on Star Trek.
Yeah, like the clownfish feeds on small invertebrates that otherwise have potential to harm the sea anemone, and the fecal matter from the clownfish provides nutrients to the sea anemone. That is a symbiotic relationship. It's not like a parasite.
You learned that from Finding Nemo.
No, I just went to the Wikipedia page for symbiotic.
And like when you get fish, you can get other fish that eat the...
When you get fish, you can get other fish.
Other fish that eat the...
That's astounding.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Remains?
It's amazing how far biomatter this pitch is going.
Excrement from that.
Shit?
Yes. Yes. You know, you just came in there and you said exactly the word I wanted to say, but I was looking for the proper scientific term.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we jump forward to episode 531, in which we discuss, well, another thing you have fun with me saying about a certain type of character. This is, of course, coming to old school. So they saw how popular Iron Man was and Dead Man Mode with another unique but more deadly way to play old school. Is that funny for some reason?
Iron.
Is this going to be another Nemi Forest issue? Okay. We skirted all these issues last week, but I'm glad you're back. I really am.
I know. It's a big fucking deal, as Vice President Joe Biden said.
I remember that, and that is one reason I would actually vote for Joe Biden.
Because he said this is a big fucking deal on live television?
Well, no, it just provides a great deal of comic relief.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Why don't you elect Donald Trump, then?
I'm not American.
Good.
All right. So, Iron. But is it supposed to be Iron? I don't know.
Iron. God.
Okay. Okay. And here's another one that we have problems with. I mean, that I have problems with, apparently. One video of once where this guy, a good number of years ago, turned his car into a bumper car. Because lived in Oregon and they got some snow.
And he lived where?
He lived in Oregon, Portland.
It's Oregon, Shane.
And they have lots of hills.
Oregon.
There. I'll say it how I very well want to say it. Thank you very much.
Doesn't make you not wrong.
I know, that's okay. Apparently, I say that one wrong too, but I'll just continue saying Oregon how I want to say it. Because of Oregon Trail. Did you play that game when you were younger, Oregon Trail?
Mm.
All right. Well, we'll just move on then to the next clip. We're moving forward to episode 533. That was episode 531. You apparently took your roommate to the hospital, but I doubt that was true. Oh, I was going to ask, what held you up, Reed?
I had to take Andrew to the hospital.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Just several STDs.
No, seriously.
You think this is a fucking joke? Andrew has fucking syphilis, and you're laughing. This is tragic.
That can't be.
That can't be? Why can that not be?
You wouldn't mention something like that, because that's not something that you talk about.
You asked!
Really?
Yes, you literally asked. You said, oh, is he okay?
Oh, okay. I didn't know you actually went somewhere, but that's pretty bad then.
Mm-hmm, he has syphilis.
We hope he gets better then.
And consumption.
Consumption.
It's an olden name for tuberculosis. for those of you playing at home.
Now I know you're pulling my leg.
Why? He's dying!
No.
He's fucking dying.
No.
He has months to live. Maybe days.
We can't take that. We need him.
No, we can't take his final days from him. I say no to euthanasia.
No, seriously. What was the...
Seriously, I say no to euthanasia.
I know, but seriously...
Fuck these mercy killings.
I agree.
He doesn't have a hell of a chance, but he can live out his days in a hospital bed.
No, I...
Slowly losing his mind from syphilis.
No, but seriously, what held you up?
I fucking told you!
I don't believe that.
I had to take him to the goddamn hospital.
I don't believe that.
Well, too fucking bad.
And I would like to say, now that that clip is over, I'm fairly certain that that was a made-up story. Was it or was it not?
I was just running late. I don't remember why.
And you just had to pull my leg.
That's as is tradition.
Oh. All right. Episode 533 also featured the Elven Sniper Suit.
Great. So now I'm an Elven Sniper in a ghillie suit. Wonderful.
Oh my god, it's a ghillie suit?
Yeah, because
I can
have
be a bushwookie?
Yeah, you have trees coming out of your shoulders.
I can be a bushwookie. How do I do this?
You just gotta go kill lots of shapeshifters, or you can fish, or mine, or woodcut, whatever you prefer. That's Slayer is a lot faster.
I want to be a bushwookie, but I also don't want to do any of that.
The Elven Sniper Suit, something that I will never obtain, and well, I doubt Reed will ever obtain. But anyways, moving on through that episode, there was another mispronunciation by me in which I unfortunately mispronounced the word raffle. This week we have a small RS update entitled The Balthazar's Big Ralph.
Ralphle?
Yes.
Use a washing machine, Shane?
Oh, yes. And then, after that, we proceeded to make fun of the clown that was named Jilly Willikers, and I believe that's where the use of write-on appeared in RSBNB update.
No, you said it in an earlier clip.
Skilling resources, protein packs, D&D reset tokens, medium prismatic lamps, and...
Well, Jilly Willikers, I think that's what it's going to be, Shane.
I was so thinking that in my head.
We need the instant...
You just
got to
go with it.
Yeah. I mean...
Just got to go with it. If it feels right, do it. Just let it happen.
Yeah,
right, Shane?
When I said on the aquarium update, stuff to the gills, right?
I don't recall that fucking aquarium.
All right, thank you very much, but...
Hey, I still have my rollover fucks, and I'm gonna make the most out of them.
Whatever you say, man.
Man?
I don't know why I said that, but...
Right on, dude.
Yeah, right on. There you go.
Right on.
Actually, it was you that said it on that episode, and I did say it earlier. So you were correct in that. I believe we have two more clips for this, in which I talk about your hair. Ooh. Or you could just cosmetic it, you know? Cosmetic keeps
like my nice green farming cape.
Yes. You rub that in every so often.
Every chance I get. Anyway.
It's just what makes you, you know, and that hair.
The fuck?
You do have nice hair, though. Based on what we were saying.
Thank you.
Yes.
Creepy.
Anyways.
hell have I gotten myself into?
I don't know, but that's pretty much all there
is to the raffle. Ask myself that every week, y'all.
All right, a bit of a background as to why I put this clip in here. You know I said nice hair, though, right? That was part of a running joke that was going on, because during the time, our election was underway, and one of the attack ads featured a person...
Justin Trudeau's hair. Telling
Justin Trudeau that he had nice hair, and that's really all
he does! He's so attractive! Shane, come on. Come on, Shane. You have the world's most attractive world leader.
Okay.
You do!
All right! One more clip. This episode, I tell you to watch out for trains while you're biking.
So, and as soon as I figure out how to do that, that's what's happening. But okay. Yes, good question.
And
rock on.
And just a...
Fight on.
And just a bit of a clarification in terms of things that need to be observed when you're doing that. Just make sure that it's not too loud that you can't not hear the traffic around you or incoming trains or anything like that.
Incoming trains? Shit, Shane.
No, it's a real problem.
It's numerous a real people, problem there?
Yeah, people numerous people have trains. Numerous people have got run over here by trains because they had earphones in.
How do you not hear a train?
I don't know.
It literally shakes the ground.
I don't know.
Maybe they're in these...
They were probably using Beats by Dre because the bass in those is so good.
Or they had an attuned crystal armor set on and the train didn't see them.
All right. That's enough of that. So that's my pick of the week and what I've been doing. Shane, yes. You gonna be all right, bud?
Yeah.
Do we need to call the doctor?
No.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yes, please.
I don't know why I lost it there at the end of that one, but anyways. You really got to watch out for incoming traffic and trains. I don't know if where you are has a light rail system or anything, but perhaps I should have clarified that those are the kind of trains I told people to watch out for.
Light rails?
Yeah,
light rail. Sounds like a technology out of Halo or something.
Really? Well, they call it light rail because the cars are lighter than a standard train.
Okay.
Hence the term light rail. And that's what people get run over by here.
Okay.
Moving on to episode 535. You were insisting we start the show.
Do it! Do it, Anakin! Do it!
We heard that numerous times a year, and I just put this one in here. I assume that's some kind of Star Wars reference?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that to us.
You're welcome. It's just another of the many services I offer.
And I value each and every one of them.
Really? Even my gratuitous swearing?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Noted.
Episode 535 continuing, talking about watching Twilight. So this week, the Lord of Vampirium... the penultimate quest in the Vampire series that we voted on last December in a player power poll that I wanted to be named Team Edward for Floor 61, but was named the Lord of Vampirium. So
what a tragic turn of events.
What, you guys had never watched Twilight?
No! We're not gay!
Year-old females.
Well...
I just went with the assumption that we were all males.
Well, I watched the first movie, and our former co-host, Brad, also watched the first movie, and we chatted on Skype.
All right, Brad, he's...
Research purposes, I guess.
Well, Brad's kind of flitty, I guess.
Wow, all right.
He's a little bit, not too much, though.
Yeah, he could be if you wanted to.
He has a feminine side.
We won't talk about that Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah.
But anyways, back on track. And we do have a clip about the Valentine's Day dinner later on in the broadcast here this evening, everyone. So stay tuned for that. And we did talk Twilight then as well, I think. But anyways, that's a topic for another show. And you really don't like Draken in this quest, do you?
Well, fuck you too, Draken.
Right? That was a clip. But anyways, I have now what's perhaps the funniest thing that comes from this episode, in which Colton Colton turns into something. Oh, anyways, dear. Once you solve the puzzle, you make it up to the roof. I mean, the roof. I'm sorry about that.
Who was that?
That was me.
I said roof, how they say it in the Midwest there, in the U.S.
It was an imitation. Anyhow.
That was just too funny, wasn't it? But, oh boy.
That was beautiful.
I know, and that's why we like Colton. Well, there's other reasons as well, but that's one of them, right? That's not the only reason.
Just one reason.
Yes. Fast forwarding to episode 538 right now. OS 10 always gets made fun of on this podcast. Okay. That's a quick conclusion to... Whoa. That's messed up.
Whoa? What's messed up?
Never mind. You'll laugh at me.
Yes, I always laugh at you. What happened?
Safari is messed up heavily.
Ha ha ha. You're using OS X and it sucks. Ha ha ha. Is that what you thought I was going to do?
Yes.
Well, I guess you were correct.
See, I know you so well. It's just like, well, not the back of my own hand, but I do know you pretty well in that regard. So I was right about what you were going to do. So I should have just deflected.
I mean, anyways. It wasn't that hard to figure out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, this clip comes from something that was edited out that Colton told Reed here not to choose in response to answering his question regarding body parts of animals. Toothpaste.
I think I use Crest.
Oh, okay. Flavor?
Mint.
Oh, that's relatively standard.
Yes?
Okay. Why is that funny? Yes?
I just sent Colton a message about his animal part question, and his response was, don't choose whale penis.
Should I edit this out?
Yes, this is going on the clip show.
This is going to be one a very strange edit note to write down. Okay.
All right.
Now, Colton's not here, but I'm wondering if he has any regrets to that now that it's on the clip show, that that's what he suggested. I don't know.
There are but no I can pull regrets the... on the clip show.
Okay. I don't know. The question was basically if you could choose an animal's body part, what would it be? And that is what Colton told you not to choose. Okie dokie. Moving on to episode 539, in which, well, the recurring theme of the year persists. And that is, well, I'll play it. We had westward to somewhere. And I don't know if you want me to say this. We head westward to the
Just
Nemi
do
Forest.
It. Get it over with.
I said the E. We head westward to the Nemi Forest.
Wait, why is that funny?
I say the
forest.
You're exaggerating it. I said forest.
He doesn't say forest. He goes forced.
Oh.
But anyways, once you get there, you're given the option. Do you want to go explore the Nemi Forest like normal, or do you want to use it for Call of the Ancestors? And you choose the Call of the Ancestors option, and you get an instance version of the Nemi Forest. See, I said the E. I said the E.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I still don't see what's so funny.
It's he just thinks funny I should be saying it funny. Forest.
I don't understand the difference between.
And I'm saying forest.
It says forced. Like forced.
Oh, okay. I can see why you think that's funny now.
The forest reared its head again, and, well, that was the quest in a nutshell, I suppose, on that episode. That was 539. But do you have any comments on how that appeared again?
Well, Shane, it seemed a little forced.
Okay. Okay. And you guys noticed something about a specific totem in the quest. I'll play the clip.
It was weird that they kind of just shoehorned some puzzles in.
Yeah, we'll
like,
get there.
Yeah, oh, he also looked way. Like a giant so...
It was a turtle. How is it? What?
No, not that. The old thing. The first old thing.
Oh, yeah. He was phallic.
No. I don't see how you guys can see that. I got a picture on the screen right now. I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
It's a challenge.
Sorry.
You kind of definitely walked into that, Shane.
I still don't see it, but anyways.
You still don't? Okay.
I thought you had a picture of it up.
Yeah, I do, but I don't see the reference you're mentioning. Okay, that's it for that clip. And would you care to enlighten everyone what the bleeped word was?
I don't remember, so I think you need to tell everyone.
I don't want to say that word.
I think you need to. It's your duty to the listeners.
No, I will not. I'll let them use their
You need to. Come on.
With the term phallic.
Shane.
Nope.
Shane, it's the clip nope. show. Come on.
The word was penis.
We did it!
And there's also you, another clip of you here losing it, just because you know you couldn't handle it anymore. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Right. Yes, for NPCs, yes.
Okay, because they were interesting noises.
Oh, definitely. Every time you kill a Guthix or Zamorak warrior...
Wait, is that the noise?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, my correction. You weren't losing it. You were imitating the way that the Guthix and Zamorak warriors used to sound when they would die. But
mm-hmm.
It's largely true. Anyways, and then we went forward in this episode and talked about NVIDIA and my pronunciation and the way Andrew, a.k.a. Art of Dvorak, Reed's roommate, felt NVIDIA should have been pronounced. But yeah, I mean, Iron Man, Oregon, Forest. So, it's just the way we say things, just like you said, NVIDIA. So, there you go.
It's NVIDIA.
Chlamydia?
It's chlamydia. No,
is that
it's
a
NVIDIA.
Disease?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is NVIDIA, because I say NVIDIA.
NVIDIA is a disease, Shane.
No, I... Never mind. Anyways, all right. You still find that funny?
chlamydia is a very serious matter and should not be taken lightly, Shane.
I concur. All right, moving on to the next clip in which your roommate Andrew, Art of Dvorak, read someone's question in a rather curious accent.
Do you want me to start straight from the beginning or straight to this question?
Okay. Start at the beginning.
I'm not sure if my questions have been answered before in the podcast.
Why?
Probably. So feel free to ignore any of the questions you might find irrelevant.
So is Titus, like, flaming?
Sorry. What do you think are the most important quests for an Iron Man account? Based on XP, item, daily rewards, maybe? That was question one. Question two is, same, but for achievement diaries. Which task set do you think are the best, are the most important ones? When they release the NXT client, do you think the minimum system requirements will increase considerably? Or will it likely stay the same? I'm using an Asus T100 Windows tablet to play RS sometimes, and I don't know if it'll work. Tongue face. Because it only has 2 gigabytes of RAM. I will add more questions if I think of more.
Okay. And that is why we reread that question. You guys did not hear it in the initial podcast. Should we just leave that, or do you have any further comments on that one?
I think it speaks for itself.
All right, on to episode 541, in which we discuss the Halloween update, and Uncle Dano appeared. All right, let's start with some creepy voices. Reed can be very creepy with his voice if he wants to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, stop.
It freaks him out for some reason. Did Patrick do that when he went there?
No, he didn't, because he didn't want to get punched in the face. But I did make him run away from a sneeze, though.
Run away from a sneeze.
Have you heard one of Shane's sneezes?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine that in real life.
That voice is still creepy, and in case you guys were not aware, I jumped at it, hearing it just here on the clip show. But, yeah. We also discussed the Uncle Dano hotline on this episode. I can check it on the console, but, I'm just trying to remember which co-host I said in the prompt to ask questions on that voicemail. I should really check that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, because I'm not them.
Yeah. But if it was Brad, you'd be okay with that, right?
No, because it's not me. It's I demand me. Recognition, damn it.
You want to record your voice?
Me? No.
Oh.
You could do it. I'd like that.
Thank you for calling the RSBNB update question line.
See, I would call that just for fun, just so I could listen to your voice.
We do not want our question number being turned into one of those gimmicky toy phone numbers.
An Uncle Dano hotline. I could get behind that.
And then we move forward, in which we discussed, other things related to the hotline. And we ultimately ended up using that as a show title.
In 3, 2, 1. This is RSBNB Update, episode 541, recorded October 30th, 2015. The Uncle Dano Hotline. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great.
You want another take?
Yeah, okay, let's maybe do one more take, except this is RSBNB update 541 recorded. Just slow that down a tiny, tiny bit.
Okay.
That was a really enjoyable moment, I think, for the both of us about that. And Always a pleasure
having
Uncle
Dano. Uncle Dano was there, so yes.
Yeah, yes, of course, of course. And there was a final bit about 1-900 numbers, I believe. Let me play that part now. Yes?
Oh, okay.
Like 10 p.m.?
Just for...
Well, I saw them on TV, so I saw them on TV, so I assumed it couldn't have been that bad. Right?
You saw what on TV?
Telephone numbers that start with 1-900.
What channels are you watching?
And at what time of night?
Yeah.
Like 10 p.m.?
You have cable?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You get all the channels?
No, we don't get all the channels. We don't get all the channels. Though I think you do. And we know 1-900 numbers are used for very, very bad things. I got the start of that on this clip here. Now I just need to find a way to make money from that for the site. We can make it a 1-900 number.
Oh my gosh, I'm not doing a 1-900 number.
Shane, you know what those are used for, right?
Yes. No.
Phone
bad
sex.
Things, Shane. Bad things.
Phone sex lines.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on to tech news then. I should have known that going in, but oh well, that is the way the ball bounces, I suppose. Alrighty. And as we mentioned, always great having Uncle Dano on the show. Moving on to episode 542, in which our friend Sirion, who runs Clan Quest, joined us, and he had his own opinions on the Windows operating system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something I was hoping for that we'd see in Windows 10 was sandboxing of all applications.
That would be really nice, but I also think that Windows is very much a casual operating system, or it's very much used by casual people and maybe not so much by...
Windows is for casuals.
Well, what I'm saying is that I don't think Windows has a lot of is very focused on adding features for hardcore users. I think if you really want to go that way, you might want to go to a Unix-based system. But that's just me.
Oh, another great co-host, guest host this year joining us, Sirion. We really like it when he comes on, eh?
Oh, yes.
And just that voice, right?
Oh, yes.
Just him in general. Very nice guy. Alrighty. We're moving on to episode 543 right now, in which RSBNB Update had an unexpected visitor. Okay.
Shane, there's a puppy. Yeah. There's a puppy. I'm sorry. Hi, puppy. Is this ours, Andrew? Do we get a puppy?
That's my
grandbabies. Aww. I want a puppy. Thank you. Oh my god, yes. I get to keep
so
the puppy
this?
For a little bit. Oh, hello, hello. Sorry,
whose
what?
Is it?
I have no idea.
What kind?
I don't
whose
know
is
what
it?
Kind. It's adorable. That's what kind it is.
You sure do enjoy your dogs, then.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, Earth has a good dog at home named George that he likes. So that's what happens when you separate him and George. Right?
It was an
awkward thing.
Yeah. Oh, oops.
Puppy.
Now if we had video, this would be a perfect time to utilize that feature, but unfortunately we don't. So, anyways.
Get off the wire, please. Come on, puppy. Come on. There we go. Thank you.
You sure talk sweet to the puppy. Oh, I'm sorry. We're finished. Sorry. I should have been clear about that.
Okay, yeah, because I already thought it was over once, and it was not.
But that was the RSBND Updates visitor, and I mean, you seem to be a...
It's a puppy.
Yeah, okay. I can't say I ever have felt the same way about a puppy, but that's just me.
You haven't met the right puppy then, Shane.
Okay, sounds good to me. Okie dokie. Episode 545, rounding out the end of the year here. This clip was sent to us by the RR Man, in which he basically gives us says that we do a great Yoda impersonation. So here we go. Let's focus on getting something done first. But.
What's going on there? I don't even want to know. I think.
Shane. That's what's happening.
We're just trying to imitate each other. That's all.
Trying?
Indeed.
Do or do not. There's no try.
Right on. Right on. I like that quote. Yes?
That's Yoda from Star Wars.
Oh,
Shane.
No.
You don't say.
Oh, no.
No.
All right. Well, we also got the
heard it here first, folks. Shane loves Star Wars.
I had no idea that was a Star Wars quote going into that clip, but...
of course you didn't.
Yeah, and of course there was Siri on again, so once again, great having
you. Beautiful.
I agree 110% with that. But we also talked about what we could expect from the upcoming Tutorial Island quest, and we'll play that clip right now. You'll be searching for survivors, working with Vinaka, journeying to the bottom of the sea to investigate the island's watery fate.
Oh, isn't that, boy.
Isn't that where SpongeBob takes place, under the sea?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, so, Shane. Good job.
So this is going to be the SpongeBob quest.
He lives in a pineapple on the sea.
Okay.
If that's really what you want in life, then I guess we can make that happen, Shane.
No, I don't want that to happen.
Wow, asshole.
That was the SpongeBob quest, Beneath Cursed Tides, though it wasn't really SpongeBob themed, I'd say, looking back on it, so.
No, and neither of us remembered that.
Nope. We should have, but Brad was there. That was the more important thing. And once again, we have another Shane noise, and Sirion was just amazed by it.
And yeah, I think it's cool they have involved him into the quest. And they also, wow, sorry. Wow.
He's just like, wow. Though I'm not sure whether he was more amazed at me or your reaction.
Probably both.
Yeah. And that's why we like him.
Mm-hmm.
In case you can't tell, Reed and I are very affectionate towards our friend Sirion from Clan Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Another clip coming from that episode. I believe... something got messed up here. Ah, I see. Never mind. Sneeze. Sirion is amazed.
So. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just hope that the videos do come on time. From YouTube Red.
Wow.
In terms of not having to wait. You don't need to read too much of what I say. Like, I mean, you both are over the age of 20, so you don't need to be... putting that kind of lens on things.
Of course not.
Are you okay?
No, I'm Reed.
Oh dear, shit. All right, that was related to YouTube, Brad. Sorry about that. That's the wrong clip. The sneeze one is coming in a bit. No pun intended. No pun intended, even though this clip was entitled Coming Soon from the RR Man.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And the reason for it is because YouTube Red, people might get it confused with RedTube. Anyways.
And what is here's that? Me to...
It's a website for porn videos.
Nice.
Yes. Here's me learning about it.
Wait, much. Hold on. What's it called?
YouTube Red.
I... Poor name choice, but whatever.
Explain.
Shane, go to RedTube.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Do it.
Why?
Do it.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, I see why. Okay. Do not go there. I just searched the name in Google. I didn't actually go to the web address.
Aw, lame.
All right, and here's the much-anticipated sneeze clip.
Traditional fantasy, but it really takes a more psychological spin. And the other series he wrote, it's the... wide... Wow. It's the...
That was a held back sneeze, but it still managed to come out, and I did edit that out of the show. But you can see Sirion once again. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I like him.
We've noticed.
Episode 546. Moving on. Talking about Iron Defenders. The defenders were meant to be stepping stones in that you get the bronze defender, then you get the iron, then you get steel, mithril, adamant,
sorry, what was that,
rune,
what was
dragon,
that second one there?
Iron.
Ah, gotcha. Iron. Yeah. Iron. Yeah.
Dragon, barrows, necks, slash god wars, and then finally Kalphi King, Drygor. So. And that was indeed the RR Man appearing on RSVB Update, episode 546. I just can't seem to catch a break with saying that word. Let's just always remember to say, I remember saying iron. So.
Well, you're wrong, so.
Yeah. I also had a typo with my mouth that episode in which I said Jack Forrest. Anyways, once you do that, it's a matter of finding Jack Forrest's parents and in.
Forrest?
Sorry,
hang Frost.
On, what? Correct.
I just. Transposed right on, some Jack letters Horst. There in my head, unfortunately.
Jimmy Frost?
No, yes, Jack sorry. Frost's parents. Sorry about that.
Nearly got past us there.
Anyways, so he needs to find his mom and his dad. And honestly, there was nothing about a Forrest in that episode, so I'm not sure where Jack Forrest came from. I think it was just a little
typo
thing.
With your mouth.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Well done, Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And moving on to our last episode in which we have clips, seeing as 546 has not been fully post-produced yet. Or, I'm sorry, 548, episode 547, featuring New Zealand Brad. And another false start of RSBNB update.
Good.
All right, let us begin then in 3, 2, and 1.
Oh God! Why? What are you? That was contagious over the wire.
Hello.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of RSBNB Update. Earth and myself are here this week, along Hello. With. Hello, Earth. How are you?
Dang!
What is wrong with you?
All right, we're going to do a fresh start here. That didn't sound good.
You're telling me.
In 3, 2...
Just get it all out. All of it.
Get out.
Get out. I'm out of here.
Okay. All right, let's try again.
In 3, 2, and 1. I don't think that was a record for false starts. I think it was 5 or 6 one time, but that was definitely up there. I think we had 4 of them there, but nonetheless, it was.
You were a little too eager, I think.
Yeah, maybe I was. Brad was on the show after all. And speaking into eager, I did get excited when talking about quests. We're going to discuss some RuneScape quests this week. Two of them. Believe it or not.
Two of them.
I did sound rather excited there, didn't I?
Yes.
And you agreed. Apparently, also, there's another way of saying what?
No, you had to move the boulder over on top of the thing so the vent would get hotter or something.
Yes.
What? I don't remember this at all. Unless I like did that.
All right. So a bit of background behind that one. For a while, I've been saying what like that, and I guess that's where I got it from. So there we go.
What?
There you go. Right on, Reed. Excellent.
Right on.
Yep. And of course, another selection of Shane sounds. I got 2 of them here. Two of them.
Anyway.
Okay. I'm going to edit that out. Thank you.
Oh, actually, just do that.
Cool.
These are things, folks, that you guys don't hear in the podcast. I'll inadvertently make a noise like that, and then Reed just pipes right in with his version of them.
Hey! So.
There you go. And further on in this episode, we learned that, well, I just can't win when it comes to pronouncing words. Put the little sea turtles or creatures or whatever they're called in bubbles.
With their shit in?
I don't think that's what they are, Reed.
No, they're not chitin. But
they're not chitins either.
No.
Oh, boy. I can't win. I can't win. Evidently. But I like your way you say, oh, boy, there.
Oh, boy.
Not sure where does that come from, if I may ask?
I don't know.
All right.
It just sort of happened one day.
Yeah. Good. And there is one more clip here pertaining to discussing recording the show title, and sometimes I get angry when it gets messed up, so here we go. Oh boy. This is RSBNB update. Fuck.
I wasn't aware we changed the show title there, Shane.
This is.
Oh boy.
We need some bloopers as well in the.
Well, yeah, obviously there's quite a few. Yeah. All right. Okay, so 2 things there. Evidently, I swear from time to time when I get interrupted recording the title. And you, what was that?
I was imitating you.
I don't sound a thing like that. I never said that. I mean, I never said such a thing to just keep it in theme. Is that some new species?
What?
Oh my god. I have no idea. It sounded like you're generating a new species.
Was that still part of the clip?
Yeah. No!
Wait,
no,
I'm...
No, that's us!
Okay.
We're screwing with each other right now!
Okay. Because it's...
In the clip show.
Like, your voice slightly changed, so I thought the clip... I was confused.
I don't even know anymore. That's you, post-episode recording, in the clip show. That's where we are right now.
Okay.
And
great.
We got one final clip of 2015. And that's the discussion on the Valentine's Day dinner or date, as you guys call it.
Is a date.
Is he a friend, though, Shane?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Way more than that.
All right. Okay. You two did go on a Valentine's Day date, didn't you? That's adorable.
We did.
We did indeed. We did indeed. But it wasn't marketed as that.
It literally was. There is nothing that you can say that would... That's what it
Shane's
was.
Shane's trying to deny their love.
We got cheap food because that was the deal. Anyway.
You're right. And I did have some concern about you utilizing that perk. I remember. I don't know if I said it, but I did have some concern.
Did you act like you were gay?
No, that was my concern.
But I would have had it been.
Did you get the couple special?
We did.
Aww.
We did?
Aww.
We did. I don't remember this. This
James
was a big deal.
James blocked it out from his memory.
Oh, right. I think we did.
Oh, it was a good day.
Indeed it was.
Good day.
I just wish I wasn't as congested as I was.
Date. Yes, my bad.
But, did you get that, Shane?
Yes. Yes, I did. Thank you.
You got some?
He did.
Hey!
Moving on.
All right, what is this next thing we're talking about?
And that does it for that clip. And that is, of course, referring to my trip in 2013 to New Zealand and the Valentine's Day dinner that we had. So, there you have it, everyone. I think that clip is fairly self-explanatory, but...
Yeah?
It is what it is, and I honestly didn't remember that it was a couple's discount, nor that there were, you know, certain things that were a part of that. Part of the dinner.
Whoa, what?
Well, it was a shared appetizer, and then main courses were your own and whatnot. But
well, yeah, but
yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't remember that there were. That it was a shared deal. That's all. That's
oh,
all.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for RSBNB Updates 2015 clip show. I know I certainly enjoyed that. How about you?
Mm-hmm.
That is a
I'm
wrap
a
for us.
Funny guy.
In 2015, you are very funny and. That really contributed to this year's clip show, and I think the listeners enjoy that, and I know I enjoyed it, and I need to say that because I know there are some people out there that feel you give me a hard time, but it's really not that not an issue at all. It's not.
Aww.
Yeah. We just have two things left to do before we say goodbye for the year, and that's our pick of the year. So would you like to go first and tell everyone what your pick of the year is?
Taylor Swift's 1989.
All righty. Was that an easy pick for you?
I took one look at the list, saw that, and I was like, yep, that's pick of the year.
All right. That was from episode 512. You can get it on Apple Music, iTunes. Is she on Spotify yet?
She's not, oddly enough, so I would have lost that bet had I placed money on it. It's been 3 months since Apple Music, right?
It came out in June 30th, so...
Oh, so definitely, yes.
Yep. And my pick of the year, do you want to take a guess at what it is?
Let me look at the list real quick. Windows... no...
And to be clear,
is it Alien Blue?
No.
Aww.
It is Windows 10.
That was my pick.
On episode 523. Yeah, well, for pick of the year, we're allowed to use other people's picks. So
ooh.
It's a compliment that I'm choosing yours.
Pick Steeler.
Yeah, it's a compliment. So definitely Windows 10, and it's a very, very nice operating system, despite what Sirion says of being built for casual users. All right. And of course, you can find the show notes, the list of all the picks, our clip inventory, and a zip download of all the clips on our website at update.rsbmb.com. I would also like to say that in January, we'll be back with a new co-host. In case you guys haven't heard, Reed is stopping doing the podcast weekly with us, but he will be around for Quest Weeks when those appear.
Mm-hmm.
And we will reveal the new co-host in January. Anything else you'd like to say before we tie this year off?
It's been an enjoyable year, y'all.
I could not agree more with that, and that is what I set out to do with when bringing you on Update. So with that being said, in closing, I'd just like to once again thank the listeners for sharing their time with us every episode of this year. It's an incredible commitment to make, and thank you for listening, and we look forward to hearing more from you in 2016 about where we're headed, where RuneScape's headed, and where you're headed in RuneScape. And one final thanks. I would also like to thank you, Reed, for just doing everything that you've done this year with the podcast. It is a tremendous effort that you put in, as evident by the fact we are now recording this at 3 a.m.
Aw, yeah. Oh, my God. Is it really 3 a.m.? We did start at, like, 1.
Yeah, because of thunderstorms, oddly, in Tennessee in December.
Well, not just thunderstorms, tornado. So.
Yeah, right. Weird, but that's...
Rain or shine, y'all.
As long as the creeks don't rise, our RSBNB update will be here, come hell or high water. See you in January, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
As it is, we have
90 clips.
We have double the clips than we normally do.
I'm sorry for being so funny. Like, I was literally right.